I need it now. I need it now. We're live on the YKWD.
I mean, I look adorable.
After show? Was it post show? After show?
Oh, here.
After show sounds better.
After show? Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, no
Jay,
problem.
Already more words than the regular show.
There we go.
Good job. Good job. Welcome. We have the YKWD after show. We have Lauren Kubera, Deepoog Gill.
Yep.
We have a new guy, Andrew Collin. He was the guy sitting on the couch.
Yeah, I did great, did I?
You killed
it. Amazing.
I was good over there.
Almost as good as Jay.
Almost.
So that's twice. That was too much. I know. That was
it's
much.
All right. The then six lines got, I said were all funny. So
the matter. Black yeah. line was
they
really
were.
Funny. Really.
Yeah, less is more.
Exactly.
We got Mehran Kagani.
Doll.
Kagani. It's tough.
It's amazing how you guys can't pronounce it.
One job.
I have one job, yeah.
You have one job.
I like Nog. It's so much easier.
I know. I know it is.
Yeah. Nog.
J Nog isn't. What's your actual name?
I can't tell you that.
Okay, great.
You, that's not your real name?
What really?
Is it Junog?
Ah!
There you go.
Deeper, coming in hot. All right, well, welcome to the after show. We wanted to talk more about your Paid or Pain show. We didn't talk a lot about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Just describe, how did you start the show? It's a I did the show, like, what, a year and a half ago? I got paid.
Last year, yeah, you got paid.
I got paid, yeah. All right. There's some douche in there. I have it. Scopo got dominated.
No, you got paid. You crushed. You
I
did a good job.
I didn't crush, but did okay.
Well, usually if I can already, if in that 5 minutes, if you don't do well all 5 minutes, they'll call for pain.
Oh, so yeah. Someone well. Was doing like pretty well, and they had one joke that bombed. They're like, nah.
Yep.
Nah.
I know who you're talking about. Nah. Great set, and then the last minute, his closer bombed, and it was like,
nah, pain.
Do
yeah.
they push for pain though? Is it like
no? Absolutely, people want to yeah. see people get punished.
Now, have you ever had everyone get paid and you only have like 20, you have 40 bucks? Well, you're like, fuck.
You weren't here for
not
it.
Not me. Yeah.
When he wasn't here for it, we had 5 for 5 all paid one time. I paid a dominatrix to basically sit on the stage and watch the show.
Really? How much did suck. That? So, did you have to run to the ATM get some money out?
No, luckily we did well at the door that night. But still, after I just basically paid everyone out and walked. Home with like cab fare. It was fucking miserable. Yeah.
Now you're the co-host of the show now, but yep. you've been like the third co-host of the show. Is that all right?
I don't know.
No, you've got Lisa Ann. I remember that.
Like
fifth co-host.
I believe that.
Fifth time's a charm.
Yeah,
this one's sticking
yeah.
around.
Now this one's here to stay.
I yeah. mean, I'm great.
He is good. Yeah. He's good.
I mean, you would be good. I've seen the shots. You do wear a nice vest.
Yeah, I bring a little fashion, mm-hmm. right? I'm clearly on the girls' team, right? So it's not just some like terrible like today in misogyny. Do you know what I mean? Like I won't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I rule with an iron tampon, and then. Yeah, so and it's kind of my job to balance that energy out, right?
He actually mm-hmm. beat a comic 2 shows ago.
Oh yeah, I did.
He took the
beat
whip.
A comic?
The rage in his eyes. I was like,
what,
I
what
stood
upset
back.
You?
No, he's like, can I try? And then the comic's like, sure. And he just went to town like he was the dominatrix.
Oh no! The guy asked me to spank him. Yeah. I wouldn't have just like been like, can I spank the cute boy? No, like, and he was fucking adorable. He was so cute, and the ass was like. Just 2 loaves of fucking holly. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And then and so then the dominatrix gave me the whip. And what I didn't know, which Jay is 100% right about, was how into it I would actually get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can
Have
imagine.
You ever whipped someone?
No.
It's actually
I've whipped
fucking
an ex.
Hot.
Yeah. I whipped an ex. It's fun to do.
It's like
fun
I lost
to do.
Myself
yeah,
in
she
it.
Loves
and
it.
I was scared that I was like too, you know?
What's up?
After you broke up?
Ah.
Yeah, after I broke up, yeah. Yep, it was good.
On the subway. All right,
I'm out, boy.
Oh, you got to try it. You really do
Gave
have to four, try it.
I'm
you
in.
4 marks in the back, and I was like, I'm done. All right. Oh, so you like that. You've never dominated somebody, Lauren?
No.
No?
I like to be dominated.
You like to be dominated.
Yes,
okay.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
Deepu?
Nope, just missionary. I
it
keep
a,
it simple.
A religion thing?
Yeah, well, no.
All right.
No, man, nothing like that.
Nothing like that at
no,
all?
Man.
You never got into that stuff?
No, well, last girl I was with, she didn't mind nice choking from behind.
You know what's crazy? A lot of girls love to be choked now.
No, but choked. I don't.
No,
and you say that, but like I just don't like it. Like I get my hair pulled, but I don't like.
Since
to be
I've been single the like last 8 months, every girl that I've had sex with, they like love being choked. They're like, yeah, choke me more, choke me
you
more.
You into choking?
I don't like being choked. I like girls.
This woman is like, while you're fucking,
no,
because
the,
like,
the girl, I had a sex with last week. The girl started choking me as she was on top. She started choking me, and I was like, no, you got to stop doing that.
Oh no!
I was like, I don't like this at all right now. You need to stop.
I mean, if it gets you're in a relationship, it's fine. But a random chick, I would never grab a random chick's throat.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What if she like wanted?
There are enough crime dramas where
I don't
like,
know. Just like you leave marks. And
listen, I'm white. I have a good lawyer. I'm good for a while. All right.
You ever break an arm?
Fuck him. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm into. Yeah, I broke my knee in an orgy. It's how I met my husband.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Wait.
I don't ask.
Everyone was going over that.
No, please
explain that story.
No,
you broke your knee?
Yeah, at an orgy. And that's how I got with my partner.
How did that happen?
It was a cast party for the show called Beaver, which
the
Boston Tea Party, the ship that they dumped the tea from, was called Beaver.
Yeah.
So I played this like priest that was like, it's okay to like suck a dick, provided you're pretending that you're keeping the baby Jesus safe in your mouth. And then and I do this whole thing, and I was like, oh, it's funny, I didn't get struck by lightning. Mm-hmm. Then I went to the cast party, and like I got there late, so I was just pounding Maker's Mark to be like, party's still on. And then everyone left, and next thing I knew, like an orgy just like unfolded around mm-hmm. me. And I was standing next to this dude that I'd been fucking whacking it to for like a decade.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh,
shit. Like, it was.
Is he a celebrity?
We started making out. No. He's just a person.
Oh, okay.
And that, well, he's known. In certain
what
circles.
Network is this?
CBS, actually.
It was with a bunch of burlesque girls, right? There was like a burlesque group, and then.
Oh, so it was girls in the orchard?
Yeah, oh, yeah, no. It was like almost entirely women.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then, so I'm making out with this, like one of the lusts of my life. And then.
Did you hurt your knee running from a woman?
No. No, I mean, like, I went down with gusto. You know what uh-huh. I mean? Yeah. And then I was like, oh, no, something's wrong. And then I stood up, and the pain was like an 11. It was,
wow.
Like, it was all-encompassing pain. And then I was like, okay, I'm not going to ruin the orgy for everyone. I'm going to DJ. And I dragged, you know, in the James Brown, the Rick James skit when they beat his legs and he drags his sissy boots off screen. Like I literally dragged my dead legs to the computer and was like, oh, I'm going to put on Tricky's Max and Quiet, which is a very good fuck album.
So you were DJing with the boner?
No. The pain was the ultimate boner killer. Like this is, it was exposed nerves. It's the worst pain. It's one of the worst pains you can experience.
Jesus.
Yeah, it happened to Adrian Peterson last weekend.
Yeah.
It was a bucket tear of the lateral meniscus. And then, my roommate at the time.
Okay, so how do you explain that to a doctor?
I told them everything. I love freaking out doctors. Like, people are so shy, mm-hmm. you know, with like telling their doctors the truth. I'm like, nope, I was on blow. I was at a party. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can't
go in there, like, listen, I played football this weekend.
Right. Yeah. There was a scrimmage.
I was the pitcher.
I was the hiker.
Right. It's a lot of that. And then my roommate at the time was like being like fingered and was like she was Lucky Pierre, I think they call it. And so I had to like tag her out like wrestling. I was like, bitch, we're going home. And then turned out I had broken my knee. I got surgery. An old flame of mine brought me chicken and waffles while I was recovering. I sucked his dick in gratitude, mm-hmm. and we had been together for 5 years.
Aww.
Slutty shit
That's
can
love.
Lead to love.
That's love. Chicken and waffles and dick sucking.
Definitely.
That is fantastic. Definitely. And you said you broke a girl's arm?
Well, no. I was...
Are you kidding?
No, I was kidding.
Oh, okay.
I've broken a girl's ass once.
You broke her?
But I just pulled the chair out.
Asshole.
I really did. She had to sit on a fucking...
You mean you got a horned up grill here. You just said it with your dick. You could have been like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
could have got lucky.
No, I've never done that.
No?
No.
People don't know you. You're a very funny comedian.
Oh, thank you.
You're from Florida?
Yeah, I'm from Florida. Port St. Lucie, Florida.
That's where the home of the Mets.
Yeah, home of the Mets,
I'm such
baby.
Such a fucking retard that I know this right now. I've been down there a few times watching them.
Yeah.
So what got you up here?
What got me up here? You know, just finance.
Yeah, finance.
Yeah, just, you know, Wall Street, you know. Just
portfolios. Didn't you work down in Florida doing something?
Yeah, no, I did real estate for like 2 years.
In Florida?
Yeah, and then during the boom, made money and then lost it all. And then
you like,
lost my house, lost my car.
You had a house?
And I was like, I'm in debt. I'm like, you know what I should do? Stand up. That's a good idea, you know. And then I moved up here to pursue a job where you'll never make a dollar. It's great.
Andrew's running from the cops
now
at all times.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that. Is this the after show? Does anyone listen to the after show? The IRS listen to the after show?
Right now we have 51 people watching.
Oh, fuck.
So, I don't know. What happened? You're running from the cops? What's going on?
No.
I have a warrant for my arrest in Pennsylvania. So
I got arrested for a warrant. I was speeding on a jet ski in a manatee zone.
And, are you fucking kidding?
I swear. How Florida is that?
That is
pretty badass.
That is Florida trash right there.
Yeah. And so I get pulled over on a jet ski, And I only get a ticket at the time because me and the cops agreed that it doesn't have propellers, so it's not going to hurt a manatee. And so 6 months later, I took a stripper out on a Tuesday.
As you would.
Then I broke her arm. No. So then so I'm taking her home, and a cop rolls behind the car, and he puts the light in the car, and he goes, "Step out of the vehicle." And I'm thinking I'm getting arrested for prostitution. I jump out. I go, "She's not a working girl."
Oh, wow.
You know, like a 50s director or something. I don't know. And so the cop goes, "Put your hands behind your back." And he's like, "You got a warrant out for your arrest." And
how do you know it was you? Oh, the car.
The car, the plates.
What if it wasn't your wasn't
not my
you?
Car?
What is it? Yeah, it wasn't you. You would never have known.
Then the car would have been stolen? Wait, what do you mean?
If it was someone else's car registered.
Yeah, I guess so. If I was in the stripper's car?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I wasn't. So, but I love this CSI over here. Like, but what if?
Yeah, because that's every time.
What if you weren't wearing shoes?
No, because every time I drive to Pennsylvania, I'm afraid I take my parents' car because I trade. Because I'm afraid if I get stopped, I got to find a way around this right now because I have a warrant for not drink. I drank in public. I never paid it.
Ah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So what happened?
So he goes, you have a warrant out for. Were you 6 months ago speeding on a jet ski in a manatee zone?
Suck a bag of dick.
And he was laughing, though. He was, like, laughing at me because, like, the ticket's only $80, you know? But he fucking – I'm in handcuffs. The stripper doesn't speak English. He's just been telling me I'm nice all night, which isn't a compliment if you hear it too many times because those are the only words she knows, you know? And
she would have stolen from you,
for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was praying you got arrested for the night.
Yeah, I noticed the cop spoke – like, I saw his last name was, like, whatever, Hernandez or some shit, and I was like, "Well, you at least let her know that I don't fuck beagles." You know, like, I'm not this terrorist.
Oh,
and I don't know what he told her, but she screamed and threw the keys and just yelled "Adios mio" like a telenovela. And I don't know, she probably loved manatees. I don't know what
he probably
it was.
Told her you fuck manatees.
Yeah, yeah, that I fuck them on a jet ski. Yeah, which is badass.
The cop and
the
stripper are now married, actually.
Yeah. They got married on a jet ski. It's great. So
it's the exact opposite of a black guy being pulled over. Can I just say that?
Why? What would happen? I would have been dead.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know.
They would have just shot him when he was on the jet ski.
Stolen
jet ski.
That can't be that jet ski.
Save the manatee.
We need a manatee saver. Yeah.
Oh, the humanity. Fuck off.
I liked it.
It's not all dick jokes.
I liked it. That was a good one.
Anyways,
so all right.
Went to jail for the night, and then she wouldn't talk to me. Fucking big
it's
her loss.
There, right?
I got her deported.
I'm
fucker. Yeah, she's in a village. I don't care. Whatever. I don't know. It sucked. I don't know.
It sucked?
Yeah. That
How
she wouldn't talk
you?
To me. Like, she thought she was better. Like, I showed up at the strip club. I was so pathetic.
You stalked her?
And she wouldn't
say, did you bring flowers?
I was like, come on.
How old
Sorry about
you?
The
Stuffed
arm.
Stuffed manatee?
Huh? What?
Stuffed manatee?
Yeah.
You're like, come on, take me back. She's like, nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
I went to Mexico one time. I'm
on mugshots.com. If you
really?
Look,
are you serious?
Yeah, if you Google it, if you go to mugshots, you'll see excessive speeding in a manatee zone. That's what it says. It's great. It's a great picture. I mean, it's the best headshot I've ever taken.
I bet.
One,
you
should young.
Use
I'm
why
telling
you,
absolutely you'll lose it. It's
why don't you use that?
Huh?
As like a funny,
as your
as
headshot.
A funny
I think
promo.
About it for
to
being on my.
Headshot is genius.
Yeah.
When I eventually have an album, it'll
smart.
Be my.
Smart.
You don't
smart.
Hold out for that hour.
Yeah.
Right now I got 4 minutes, so.
Don't waste it on Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, by the time I have an album ready, they'll be like, "That's not you. That's not you. You fucking loser."
This guy does not have gray hair.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find
I've never been arrested. That's the one
I've
thing.
I've been arrested not in this country. I was
what
arrested
country?
In Italy.
Where?
Italy.
It's bad getting
they
arrested.
They never, this would happen. I got into a fight. Me and like three other guys, we fought like these 10 Italian dudes, and then they
10? Wait, how many of them were you?
Of course,
there were like 10.
And a manatee.
But
they were all.
See, the Italian guys are such pussies where they came after us, and like we didn't win the fight, but we didn't lose the fight. I remember hitting one of them, and then he stopped fighting. He was
European.
Just he was like
they were too busy talking.
He was like, "Oh, excuse me, excuse me." No, I'm like, "No, dude, you hit me now. You hit. This is a fight right
well,
now."
Why did you hit him? You're just
they a, like because it was a whole big drunk thing. One of them attacked my buddy outside of a club. So then I checked some guy, and then they chased us down an alley, and then we were cornered. We're like, "Oh fuck, we got to fight now."
Yeah.
And we fought them, and then we didn't lose the fight. We didn't win the fight. Funniest part was it was me and two other guys. One of the guys left. He jetted. He ran away from the cops.
Smart.
And then all of a sudden, me and this kid Kevin were behind our backs, handcuffs. We're like,
yeah.
At least T got away, man. At least T got away. Yeah. All of a sudden, cop car comes and out comes T out of the cop car in handcuffs. But they took all our information down. Like, what was I was in school at the time. I was studying abroad. And they were like, they were just like, information. We had to go to the dean the next day. It was a fucking pain in the ass. But they were like, listen, this is so much paperwork for us. Just get the fuck out of here right now. And goes, don't ever come back to this part of the town again. We were like, yeah, sure.
That happened to me in Spain. Same thing.
They didn't kick you out of school, though, did they?
What?
They didn't kick you out
of school. I didn't beat up an Italian. I beat up a Spaniard.
You beat a Spanish guy?
I beat up a
Spaniard.
They're
all pussies over there. And if you're listening right now, Europe, you're fucking a bunch of pussies. Yeah. All right?
He did. He cried when I hit him. But then my buddy beat up his Irish friend and was like dancing a jig on his face, right?
No.
And the Irish guy gets up and he's gushing blood and he's like, oh, good fight. Oh, he was like so nice about it. But he's just like bleeding out of
it's all like that documentary. What is it? Knuckle?
Yeah, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, yeah. Like bare knuckle fighting.
Oh, yeah. The MMA guy. It's always the best. After they beat the shit out of each other, they always like handshake. Like, good job, man. That's a good fight.
They send each other like videos, like the promo videos they send each other.
Yeah. It's the best. It's all like right. Amateur porn.
So you never got arrested here? You've been arrested, Deepu?
Never been arrested.
Has anyone been
arrested?
I fucking
dare the cops to arrest me, too.
I got arrested twice. Yeah, I got arrested twice.
Yeah.
You for what?
For what?
Weed one time.
Like selling or?
No, I was just an idiot. Didn't know my rights, and
you didn't know.
Fucking morning. I was in high school.
Yeah,
and like we're at a spot where kids would smoke weed, and then the cops came up on us, and he's like, "Do you have weed?" And we're like, "No, no, no." And they're like, "We're not gonna leave you. Get out of the car." And we got out of the car, and he's like, and I was like, "I just had like this little." I showed him like a little bit of weed, like literally, it was like a bowl's worth, and he's like, "All right, thanks." And then fucking arrested me for it.
Dick.
Because it's always a school zone, too. I'm sure it was a school zone.
I don't think it was a school zone. It was just a fucking idiot zone. Right.
The one passive lane.
I was the idiot there. Yeah. And like the other people in the car are like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I guess I didn't pay attention to that lesson.
Motherfuck.
The most trouble I got with the cops in America was I peed in public in Long Island. And that they gave me a summons. And I had to go to court. I had to get a lawyer.
Because
they wanted to give me probation because there's an indecent exposure out there. It's like a big deal.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
Especially with your
dick. It was.
I was noticing earlier. It is hefty.
It matches the ass for sure. Yeah.
And then they wanted to give me probation. And this was like, I didn't do comedy yet. I just graduated college. I was like trying to get a real job.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's going to show up on every job application. And my parents were flipping out. They're like, you got to get this taken care of.
I wonder if it's sex offenses. Do you have to be a registered sex offender?
I think it is now.
It wasn't in school. It was by a fucking train track.
Why are you taking a train track?
Long Island Railroad. It was on the Long Island Railroad. I was just taking a piss.
Listen, people piss.
I thought it wasn't a big deal.
Everywhere.
The cop was like, get over here. And I was like, what? And he's like, you just peed. And I was like, yeah, all right. What's the big deal? I peed. And they're like, yeah, you can't do that. And I was like, oh, okay. I remember getting the summons. I called the court the next day. And they were like, yeah, you have to come to court this amount of day. It was a pain in the ass. It took like four months to fucking get rid of it.
Awful.
We had this local bar we used to go to in college, and there was literally a corner in the back, and we didn't want to wait in line. We would just go and pee in the corner. We would get all the guys to block us. We would just piss there.
In college, I would just piss at the bar.
Like a fucking stray dog.
I had a friend, Olivier, who had a wicked long dick, and he would pretend he was tying his shoelaces, and he would just throw his fucking rope dick out and piss wherever he was, pretending to tie his laces. It was dope. I loved it. He also did the helicopter dance for us. It was beautiful.
We would go to the car, like when the clubs would get out, we would just like open the door and I would just piss, and then we just hop in the car and leave.
Yeah.
Amazing. Time.
Yeah.
One and done.
Yeah. You gotta do it.
That's the best.
But I want one of those things that you could put on your vagina where it looks like a penis. Yes, it looks like a penis. You could just go wherever.
It's a funnel.
Yeah.
It's the funnel thing then, so the girls can piss down.
Where are you going to put it?
I mean, only the
glass.
No, but you'll just keep it. Fascinator when you're not using it.
I'll put it in my purse.
I mean, only
just bedazzle it. Just bedazzle it and then put it on your head. Yeah.
Only the classy broads own that, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah right? The
other girls it really does suck being a woman. Like, there's nothing. Your whole life is uncomfortable.
Please, yeah.
Well, periods. I think about
periods. Dude, I got my period in the middle of the wedding the other night.
Yeah, she comes up to me. I just got my period. I was like, what the fuck you want me to do about it? I don't know.
Aaron Burr's wedding.
In the middle of the wedding, I'm like, oh my God, I just got my period. I had to stalk out her sister. I'm like, you got a fucking tampon? I had to meet her in the bathroom like a drug deal.
in the middle of
a fucking wedding because I'm bleeding down my leg.
Oh. No, it's a lot, but that's the thing, is that women have to figure that out. at like anywhere, like starting from like 11 to 13 or 14. Like a woman has to at some point figure out how to negotiate bleeding out of her vagina and living in like a complex social
world. Wow.
Do you know what?
Oh, no, dude.
It's a lot.
First of all, you have to wear heels. Imagine walking in heels as a guy.
I love it.
I mean, yeah.
No, I mean, I really do.
No, I mean, heels, makeup,
heel, makeup, everything.
Like a wedge.
Your whole life is just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just being uncomfortable all the time.
Just
I would hate to be a woman. I'm very happy being a man. Such
good
a big.
Right. Are you circumcised?
Yes, I am.
Okay, see? It's easier.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you have to.
Are you not circumcised?
Oh, I'm definitely.
You're
circumcised?
Yeah. Jay?
Yeah, Jewish.
Jew, I forgot.
Wait, Maron, did you get circumcised later in life or at birth?
Very interesting question.
Oh, because the Deepu, yeah.
I was born in 47 London.
47 years.
I was born in London, so I didn't get circumcised
at the hospital
birthday. I was born in. Right. And then I got circumcised at like 5 or 6.
Jesus.
And I had to like, I remember wearing a diaper and pissing myself. Like, it was awful. Yeah. But a friend of mine turned Jewish, like later in life, like in our
30s. Yeah.
And I took him to get circumcised.
Oh, my God.
And I let him recover and recuperate on my couch.
That's
and I
how long was the recovery?
Like 3 days. For 3 days, his cock was a mess.
Do you know he could have just got circumcised and not become Jewish? Like, I like the idea of him, like, I just want to get the skin off my dick. How can I do it and have an alibi? Oh, I know.
Alibi.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I liked my foreskin. I just, you know, I had to become Jewish.
Yeah.
An alibi dick.
No, it was like he suddenly became very serious about becoming Jewish, and he chopped his cock.
Wow.
And he is another one with a mammoth dick. Just a long,
he's not Jewish.
Yeah,
Deepu, you're not circumcised, right?
No, I'm not.
As an adult.
Yeah.
You're not,
Deepu's
right?
Not,
you're not.
Yeah. Did it smell?
Where are your people from?
Does it smell?
It can smell more.
Yeah, because it smells more.
I had sex with this cellist once, and I grabbed his cock, and he was like, it was my first uncut dick. He was like, are you sure you want to do that? I haven't showered in like 4 days.
Wow.
And I was like, goddamn
cellist.
I'm like, my dick can go unshowered for 4 days.
Dirty cock
like,
cellist.
Like, you could still give someone
but you can't put a dirty dick in your vagina.
No, you most certainly can't. Absolutely but then I not. Grabbed this uncut penis, and it was just slimy, and it was just is that smegma?
I don't think that was the foreskin. I think that's the fact that he hasn't bathed in four days.
No. Yeah. But like, it is
subway performer you're
hitting
on.
Virtue of this incubator
of
foreskin. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, otherwise it would just get rubbed off on the underwear. No, this is like a flesh cocoon
of cheese.
Cottage.
It is a fromagerie. I know you keep yourself clean. I can tell. A mother knows these things. Yeah. I know these
things. Did you still suck his dick?
No, I kicked him out of my house, and then I had to sleep like with my hand hanging off my bed, like one of the children of the corn. I was like, it was this radioactive fucking fuckhand. It was the worst, and like I couldn't wash it off. Like no chemical, no industrial clean, nothing got the smell of this fucking dirty cock off.
Oh, it's like a skunk.
Which like I'm totally PTSD about it.
Yeah. And then you couldn't jerk off.
He's got to bathe in tomato juice.
He's got to put tomato juice on his hand.
Like I'm feeling like
I feel
like gaggy.
Chalice. Ugh, cello.
The ball's on him though. Like, beautiful. Wanting to have sex and like, I haven't washed my dick in 4 days.
Yeah.
Oh no! He warned me. He was like, no, we don't have to do
like,
this.
Why wouldn't I? I've like had sex with multiple girls in a day, and I've like had to wash my dick off.
Of course,
in
you
between,
wash your dick off.
In between, because I'm like fucking nervous that they're gonna smell fucking other vaginas on it.
That's
wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he go to the bathroom?
Is that Brenda?
And just fucking
is that Brenda?
It was like in the moment, and he was like, "Heads up, I like need a wash," and I didn't know what that meant for an uncut cock. I was a puppy myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, it's fine. Let's not, like, ruin the moment. And I just didn't know what I was in for.
Yeah.
And he was even trying to be a nice person, for whatever it's worth.
Well, lesson learned, huh?
Yeah. No.
In fairness, every vagina smells like a chalice.
I won't disagree with
that. Totally untrue. I ate one pussy, and it just... It
hey,
was
relax
like,
over there.
It was like sugarless cereal.
You ate one?
One pussy.
How old were you?
Yeah, but that's not a big subset.
24?
Why? You were already gay at the point.
Very gay. Like, at that point, I was like...
You uber gay.
I had like 3 or 4 people a day. Like, it was like in like the springtime of my voodoo. And I was beautiful, like weaponized. But this girl, like, she kind of seduced me. She brought over a bottle of vodka, kept getting me drunker and drunker, kept making out with me, and I'll make out with anything. Mm-hmm. I make out with everything. And then eventually she shoved her pussy in my face in her pussy. And I, you know, morbid curiosity. I went to town. I went to Cunnytown.
Did you know? Did she like it?
Or yeah, she thought, because I was such a sloppy, I'm a sloppy ass eater, and I just pretended it was butt.
Yeah. Okay,
so
yeah,
I,
yeah.
like, flopped it. I went bananas in
there.
Wasn't
that bad.
Start spitting?
Right? Oh, she had a great, no, I wasn't spitting. Like,
okay.
Like, right. Tidy-ish.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just outside of tidy. Like, but full face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my eyebrows
were
in
it. You did the job.
I went bananas on it.
Okay.
But, and it wasn't, I didn't get hard. Yeah. It wasn't for me.
Hmm.
I know, right?
You gotta just try everything.
Like,
did
you
did
would
she
know.
Come?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Think?
Oh, she had a great, I don't know if she came or not. Yeah. I was fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And,
How were your knees?
Back then, it's cumulative, buddy. It's like, that night probably contributed to later on my one and only orgy going to fucking hell.
It was slow. It was a slow burn.
It was a slow burn.
Yeah, yeah. It all started.
But no, but pussy doesn't, at least her pussy was, I remember it, and everyone else, you tell me what you how you think of pussy. But I remembered it as like sugarless cereal, like Kix. Or something like that was, or like French fries.
Yeah, there really is no
French fries.
There's no like taste, like specific
really?
Taste.
It's salty.
Do you know
salty.
What I mean? Like if it were unsalted.
Okay.
Like it was just like it was like a neutral starch.
Mm-hmm. What's up, dude?
Does it taste more like nickels?
Like a metal,
coin,
like
yeah.
a tinny.
Yeah, well, that's like the
tinny.
Blood.
It's like period.
Yeah. That's like the blood.
Yeah, that's $10.
Yeah, you're already.
So that's,
I think you went down on a girl.
Someone got
their
Red Wings.
Definitely jelly donuts.
Did someone order what?
Yeah. Someone got his Red Wings.
Red Wings.
I only
Doesn't
eat
it taste
pussy.
Like blood?
yeah, but what?
You know,
like a blood, like you cut yourself.
You know,
when you...
like
I'm a trooper.
You like jelly donuts?
You know when you went down your mouth?
Wait, you went down on a girl when she had a period?
Yeah, maybe not like middle
you.
Of the period, but like, you know, on the front end, back end of it.
It could have been after you fucked her with your nickel dick.
Oh, I don't think you have a nickel dick.
It's more like a dime dick. But
Oh, I love
a
you
dime
like
piece?
A march of dimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. You are so good at hitting on people.
Really?
Yeah, that's
better.
Smooth.
The first time I met you, you,
better
did,
than Tim.
You did look at me and go, oh, I like this hair.
Yeah, well, I'll pay anyone a compliment. Like, right? Yeah. I just met you, and I'm like,
you know, you don't
fine.
Gotta fucking say to anybody. I had a good day. I had
no,
a good night.
No.
All right, I was feeling good about myself after that.
But it's like, if I like Jay, he's a cutie. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing. Right?
You have, people, you have a story.
I hit on you. Like, I actually hit.
You have
on
a story about meeting Mehran.
Mehran. I do?
No, he
I had a weird interaction with you a
fuck.
Couple weeks ago. You probably don't remember it because it was such a small thing.
You keep having interactions with gay men.
I think. Did it taste like nickels?
So I watched Peter Payne one night, and I watched this dude go up, and he was trying to like really be an alpha. He's like a young comic. He wanted to kill so bad, you know, and he was trying to be like an alpha male in the room, but it just totally backfired, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, in his position, maybe I would have started taking shots at the dominatrix on stage. You know, kind of like divert the energy. And I asked Mehran a couple days later, like, hey, what do you think about that approach? And then you were like, you kind of thought like, oh, you must be just some young blood who just doesn't know anything.
Uh-huh.
And you came to the dominatrix's defense. You were like, don't even attack
her. You would
never,
no. But like in general, you don't do that. Not only because she will react violently to you, but she is surrounded by people who will react violently to you. Like people who.
They want to see her do. They want to see her.
It's well, more she's... than that. It's like, this is a woman who, I'm not, like, her job isn't a sex industry job. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it is, like, a risky job. And they, girls like that, burlesque girls, certain strippers, they don't, like, they're not courting people to fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually have one or two people around who will make sure no one's fucking with them. And so if you were to go and go after the dominatrix, one, it would be suicide on stage just as a comic.
Really? Even the crowd is automatically on her side?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Okay. All the time.
It would backfire unless it was fucking hilarious.
Right.
Yeah. It would have to be Olympic. I agree.
Yeah. But going
Do you have
after,
the same dominatrix every show, or do you rotate?
For the last few, we have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to hopefully start going twice a month. Next couple of months.
They have the Sirius show. We're going to record the show, and then it's going to come out on Sirius?
We recorded two episodes. I actually heard a commercial for it today, which is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it starts airing, I think, the second week in October on Friday nights on Raw Dog. And then
that's great.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And then the next one's October 21st that we're doing, and then hopefully New Year.
Once a month?
Right now it's once a month. And then I think we're going to go bi-monthly and then bring on the road starting next year.
Okay.
You can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What happened with the other five hosts?
Four.
Four.
They're in my closet. First host, it was the
killed
dude
himself.
Who I thought, yeah, Brooklyn Bridge.
right? Like
pain and pain.
The first dude.
Because I thought I was like number two.
No. Well, like someone lasted like a show or two, but the first guy, he was there when I thought of the idea.
Uh-huh.
So then he was like, all right, I'm like, all right, come on, let's co-host together. And then he moved to L.A. And then I had a girl co-hosting with me. And then she like kind
of was she a comic or was she a,
she was a comic and then she started like not doing stand up anymore.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't have someone who's like not on stage constantly.
And then Seinfeld.
And then
Rock followed Seinfeld.
And then this guy Louis something. And then we had Gabe Pacheco actually hosted like a couple with me and then just didn't work out. And then speaking of Gabe. And then we had Lisa Ann.
Well, that's
and
huge.
Lisa Ann,
Lisa
was
Ann has like a huge following. So, I've jerked off to her plenty of times.
Really?
I met her at
so
at
many
the
times.
She came to the show I did Paint or Pain. I met her and took a picture with her, and I jerked off that night. And I was like, this is
did
kind
you
of
yeah,
really?
Because you
yeah.
feel like you're dating
her.
Her.
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
you're dating her.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
It's all over you, porn.
She told me I was
she's
funny,
great.
And I was like, ooh, my dick got hard. And I was like, oh, I gotta.
She's fucking dope. She's fucking
very nice. Very cool. Yeah, we did it for a year.
But she like is like basically famous, right? I mean, if
everyone
in this room,
she has a huge
right?
following.
It's like she's not like a comic. That
no, porn famous for sure.
Porn famous is
she's definitely a comic's comic. You know.
amazing.
And then after Lisa, and then, Corinne hosted a couple of times to help out, and then Miran's been on full time since what, July? June?
Yeah. July. I love it. For me, it's like. I love a good carnival show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I love, like, the abuse. I love, like, that there's this, like, you know, Lady Zombie shows up with, like, her titties up her hair right, and the outfit is snatched. She looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And, like, she brings out her toys. There's, like, we give away sex toys to the audience. Like, it's more fun than I think
it's like a party.
I've ever had in a show. Do you know what I mean?
It's not just regular stand-up comedy. It's different. You're
spectacular.
Out there. Yeah.
There's all this fucking crazy shit. There is, like, the opener and closer of the show is always, like, a season.
You need to get someone to...
To set the bar to cleanse the palate. Mm-hmm. Jay has this format exactly right.
And then the games are fun. Like, last time we did, we played sound bites. Last one was, different animals fucking. You know, to guess which animals are fucking.
That's fucking hilarious.
Is that hard?
That's hilarious.
Fun.
Yeah.
Did they get them right?
None. I started giving
you.
You gave them choices. If I didn't give choices, you would never be able to guess a turtle fucking. It's like the.
Oh no, I know what a turtle sounds like.
Are you
kidding?
No, not
being
when a human's
no,
inside.
No, really
kidding.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
Hold on. How the fuck do you know this?
I saw a snapping turtle. Fuck.
You
I don't
saw
know.
A snapping turtle?
Yeah,
just
I'm from Florida.
So
when
it's
I was
like...
cruising past the manatees, man.
Yeah.
It's like 50 Shades of Grey. Is that like child's play to you? Is that like...
I never saw the movie,
this
actually.
An interesting question. Well, one, in general, 50 Shades of Grey is kind of child's play.
Yeah.
Well, we got we had the electricity thing last show,
right?
And she turned it up, and she like shocked him.
I was like, "Let me touch it." I in general, like if someone's getting shit kicked out of them, I'm always like, "Give me one, so I know what you're doing to them." It also lets the audience feel a little safe, right?
Right.
So I touched the. Have you ever put your finger in a light socket or been electrocuted
that? Yeah.
This was like 4 or 5 times worse than that. Like it was very. Very electric.
Like, you want to know something weird, though? Like, if someone, like...
4 times worse than an electric socket.
I'm telling you, like, it could fucking kill you. I didn't...
You're talking to the ghost of Moran right now.
So, the guy bombs. The guy bombs.
Yeah.
What do you...
And he had, like, hot country...
So, the guy bombs. We have, like, 2 guests, and we go to them for feedback. Because, like, sometimes someone kills off hack shit, and I'd like a regular comic to be like... I don't know what you guys were laughing at that, but that was like the most elementary shit ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the 2 guests comment on the comedian, and then the audience has final vote, and they make they cheer for paid or pain.
Yeah.
And then if it's paid, they get paid for their set. And if it's pain, Zombie has a deck of pain, some cards, and then she picks the card. And there's now a torture called Miran's Choice. So,
what do you
that's
know?
Where you just fuck them.
Oh my god, we should do that.
Break Moran's knees.
Well, no, they were like, definitely do the Violet Wand. Last time they were like, if it comes to Moran's choice and Violet Wand hasn't come up yet, definitely do it.
Electric?
This is clearly, it's a, like an expensive piece of fucking sex equipment
that...
Like, it has, like, the electricity of, like, a house in this fucking thing.
It's, that is insane.
When we walked up to the club, everyone, they, like, FaceTime live, like, two videos already, and they were just shocking people in the green room. So after the show, I had to take it home because I didn't want to leave it
there. Yeah, where do you shock
them? Yeah, that's where do leave you it around New York City Comedy. Yeah. Exactly. That's where you go, like, right?
I am not.
You shock them on the back? What do you
So she, there was a chain piece to it, and then there was, like, a skillet, like a spatula.
Uh-huh.
And then she was running the spatula up and down his back and down his arm.
Oh, so the whole time?
I couldn't hold this thing for a fraction of a second. I couldn't touch it.
And if it's like sweaty, you can see like a spark.
Oh, my God. So the whole time, so it's like 2 or 3 seconds, she's on the back.
Oh, yeah.
So then I was like, does anyone in the audience want to feel what this is like? And like when I got off stage, Zombies Guy was like, Maron, you can literally never do that again. Like, these people have to sign waivers. If someone was on a pacemaker, it would have killed him.
Yeah.
Like, I got this whole...
Maron, any press is good press. Okay?
I know, I agree. I totally agree. It would be awesome if someone
Guy
died
dies in your comedy club show. Fucking
I
nice.
If someone died at the show. But it's, I mean, it's so
It is flogging, paddling. We have, like, hot wax, which will pour hot wax.
I've seen the paddling. I see the paddling.
And then, like, take a knife and, like, take the hot wax off them. There's like humiliation. There's saran wrapping someone up. There's clothespins she puts on them and then rips the clothespins
waterboarding.
Off.
Waterboarding.
Like the
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Waterboarding.
Yeah.
Look at Lauren. Lauren's getting excited about this.
I corseted a dude with saran wrap and then drew hearts on his tits.
Yeah? I'm going to do all
and
of
then,
this.
And then took a rider's crop and actually hit him.
Lauren, would you do the show? You're a newcomer.
I would do it.
Oh, yeah.
I would totally do
we
it.
We would love to have you.
Yeah?
And I swear
oh
to God.
God
that,
I love it.
So I'm learning my part of it, too. Uh-huh. Like, the second show we had, it was like the audience was pretty hot to, like, see the comic fail.
Right.
But it's one thing to, like, want to punish them after their set. It's another thing to pay them dust
I'll
while they're
that's
doing it.
That's
no, we
thing,
had three paid last time.
Not last the time, the one before
Oh,
that.
The first one was four pain. That was only...
Oh.
Yeah.
But the last one we had, the first dude got pain, and then it was paid, and then this girl got paid and wanted to get tortured anyway.
Love
and
her.
And she got Heather Height.
I don't know.
She does like dom work and stuff like that, and she was bent over the stool with like special paddling panties on.
Like
really?
Yeah, dude. She got hit so
hard
where it like echoed in the room. And you're
but
like,
wait, can I tell you something? Like, if Scuba was to pinch me right now, I'd be like, oh my god, ow! But like during sex, I don't feel it.
I love you.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So you're saying Maron's got to fuck you during player
pain? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Put your big fat cock in me.
I don't know how I'm disease-free, but I am.
We'll see in an hour.
Yes.
But no, message me on Facebook, and I'll get you on one of the shows for sure.
Right, cool. But she's a new comic. She's only she's only done it like
but that's
five
the
or
whole
six
thing,
times.
Is that now,
well, you
like,
do 5 minutes. That's it.
Yeah, okay. It's about making
seconds.
The audience. I want the audience to, while the comic is doing their set, to give that comic every chance to succeed.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And then afterwards, bury them. You know what I mean? So that's a
We don't allow like any heckling. We're just like, if you have something to say, say it to us, and like be quiet. But sometimes someone will just eat shit, and then you hear pain.
Yeah.
And then you just see the comic on stage, like just. Start becoming hunchback, you know?
This
is like Roman times.
It really is.
It's gladiator.
They're King Joffrey. That's who
it is.
That's who the audience is.
Well, and I'm like the
You should have
ambassador.
A king. It's a little blonde-haired boy that just does that depending on what the audience is. You should have that on stage.
That's me. I was sitting in a corner of my throne.
In a diaper.
You look at me and I go...
You in a toga would be great.
Oh, I'll fucking get in a toga.
You have like some nipple. After the audience votes, and then they're like, they're like the crowd meter, and then we turn to them, and he's just like,
"Yeah, that'd be hilarious."
I do the thing. Hey, Gladys, I go up, like he's getting that. I go like that.
That's perfect.
Should he be on stage or like I know on New York Comedy Club to the side in the corner, and a light just comes on, and it just. And then the light goes off
like,
again.
Dressed like Cupid
it's like
or
one of those fortune teller machines where you put the quarter and it goes on, and then after it's done, boom.
I got to get one of Dante's rings and just put it on my hand. And just use Dante's rings.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
That'd be great.
All right, so I think that's going to wrap up the post show tonight. Thank you guys for coming on the whole entire show. Just say when the show is again.
October 21st, Peter Pan. You get it at newyorkcomedyclub.com, and we are at New York Comedy Club once a month.
Yes, the best show. I have a show there, too, Cold Beer. It's a great show. New York Comedy Club is becoming one of the best clubs in the city.
Awesome.
I was
really
there.
Fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Next one is October 9th at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. New York Comedy Club. It's called Chicken Salad. It's either chicken or salad. It's great.
Yeah.
It's like, you either get the chicken or the salad. It's crazy. It's intense.
Yeah.
And then can I play one
more
show?
Plug some stuff.
And then a Saturday at UCB East, I have a show called It's a Long Story, $5 at 11:30 this Saturday, September 24th.
Storyteller show.
Comedy storytelling show. Yeah. There's jokes in there. There's jokes.
Hope so.
Yeah. Maybe
and,
one.
And what's your Twitter?
Andrew T. Collin on Instagram and Twitter.
That's it. All right. Yeah. Good. And you guys, everyone.
Yeah, they know the deal.
They know the deal with us.
You know.
Thank you so much for having
what's
us.
What's yours again?
Oh, Mehran. Mehran X. M-E-H-R-A-N, like Tehran, the capital of Iran. And then the letter X because Malcolm X and revolution and black power.
Okay.
And the show X Factor.
And the show The X Factor.
Thank you guys for checking the show. That's it. Have a good week.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.